A whistleblower has turned into a hero in China, and Beijing faces a dilemma. Li Wenliang was a doctor in Wuhan, the center of the coronavirus outbreak in China, and raised the alarm about the virus back in December. But police reprimanded him for spreading rumors. Li did not stop sharing information about the sickness he was seeing. Then Li himself caught the virus. He died early this morning in China. His father, Li Shuyin, spoke to the BBC.
He was not spreading rumors. The virus was out there. He sent the messages initially only to his friends and family. He was not spreading rumors. I hope the government will withdraw the reprimand. What my son said has now proved to be true.
It can be dangerous to speak out in China, but millions are speaking out about Li online and on the streets of places like Beijing.
I deeply regret his death and feel sincerely sad for him. We need to see if the impact of his death can shake up anything. I hope he did not die in vain.
He left us when we needed him to fight the virus, and he was a victim of it too. In the meantime, he was criticized and unfairly treated because of his report, so we feel very sad and regretful.
He was the first one who found out about the virus, but he then received a reprimand from the police. I think people still don't have enough sense of the potential threat from this virus.
Remarkably, the speakers also gave their names. The government has been accused of delaying the news of Dr. Li's death or covering it up. But at a news conference in the capital, a spokeswoman for the Chinese Health Commission insisted the authorities had battled to save him.
Dr. Li Wenliang from Wuhan died from pneumonia caused by novel coronavirus during the fight against the epidemic. After a great effort to save him, unfortunately, he passed away. The National Health Commission expresses its deep sorrow, and we send our heartfelt condolences to his family.